WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie, The Princess Bride, was written by my guest William Goldman, based on his novel of the same name. Goldman's screenwriting credits include Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, and Harper. The Princess Bride has all the elements of a classic fairy tale: a damsel in distress, true love, sword fights, torture, miracles, and so on. But Goldman wants you to laugh while you're sitting on the edge of your seat. The Princess Bride didn't start out as a novel for grown-ups, but as a children's story for his two young daughters.
What happened was, when they were little, I guess about 1970 or 71, because I wrote the book in 72, I asked them independently, I'll write you a story, what do you want it to be about? And one of them said princesses and one of them said brides, and I said, okay, that'll be the title, The Princess Bride. And it started out as a children's book. And then what happened was, it changed on me. It did not have the notion of someone telling someone else's story so you could jump from section to section, from one good part to another. And it changed from being a children's book to being a grown-up novel, at least in my head.
Yeah, the conceit of The Princess Bride, the way you wrote the novel, is that it's a story that you were told by your father. It's a book that you were read by your father when you were young and sick in bed with pneumonia, too sick to do anything except be read to. And you loved the story so much, and the story got you excited in reading and in books, so you wanted to pass it on to your son. But you found out that the book was really boring and that your father had just read you the good parts. So your version is just the abridged version, just with the good parts.
What's extraordinary to me is the number of people who believe
that. I believed it. You know, I was reading the book.
No, it's amazing.
Oh, I thought he had two daughters. I didn't know he had a fat son.
Well, I mean, I had all these things where the names of the countries in the early part are florin and guilder, which are, you know, in European coins, and I couldn't believe that anybody would take that part of it seriously, but I still get letters from people who say that they can't find Morgenstern in the library or something, Morgenstern being the name of the person who theoretically wrote the novel that I'm abridging. And it's, the book has assumed very much a life of its own. It's my one cult book. People who like it a lot.
There's a phrase that you use in The Princess Bride, which is the good parts. To me, that's always been a phrase from erotic novels or pornography. It's the sex scenes.
Oh, I see. No, actually, the good parts, when I was writing the book, what was driving me crazy when I was starting the book was I had all these, what I hoped would be wonderful ideas for scenes, like the fencing match on the Cliffs of Insanity and stuff like that. And I didn't know how to get there. I didn't know how to jump from scene to scene to scene. I didn't know how to get there. And that's why the idea of me being told the story by my father and finding out that there were, you know, me jumping from good part to good part enabled me to write the book.
You've said that The Princess Bride is the novel that you really care about, that you've written. Why do you love this novel more than other books that you've written?
Oh, I think because it changed so on me. Because I don't actually enjoy the experience of sitting down in my office alone and writing anymore. I've been doing it. I wrote my first novel when I was 24 years old, and I'm 56 now. So I've been at it a long time. And it's not a great kick to go into my room by myself anymore and write something that I know the surprises to or whatever. And what happened with Princess Bride was, not only is it something different from anything I've written, it's that shift that happened, this thing that you know, where it started as the one thing and became the other. And that surprised me. In other words, I was writing very, very close to my subconscious. I mean, I didn't, usually I never show anything to anybody until I'm done. And I remember bringing home sections of it to my wife and having her read 20 and 30 page chunks and saying, what is this? Because it was so odd for me. And she said, I don't know, but keep going, keep going. Once I got the idea of having the story be told to someone so I could get from one good part to the next, I just was released, and it went very quickly, and I was terribly free, and it was just a wonderful writing experience. And I wished I could have had, you know, as I say, it's the only one in over 30 years, and so I guess it holds a very special place for me.
Once your novel was finished and you liked the way The Princess Bride turned out, did you want to see it made into a movie?
Well, sure. I mean, if somebody comes to you and says, do you want to, unless you're J.D. Salinger.
I guess here's what I'm asking. How long did you shop the idea of making it into a film?
I never shopped it. You don't shop it.
Oh.
I mean, I never go around and say, hey, do you want to make a movie? I mean, I've never in my 20-some years in the picture business, I've never gone to anybody and said, hey, would you like to make a movie? They have to come to you. And somebody came to me and said, would you like to make a movie out of this? And I said, I would try. And I wrote the screenplay, and he was a studio head. And he really liked the screenplay and sent me to England to work with Richard Lester, the director, who liked the screenplay. And I rewrote it for Richard Lester, and everybody was thrilled. And then the studio head was fired. And that was the beginning of the jinxing of The Princess Bride. It was a jinxed project for the next 13 or 14 years. It would almost happen and then not happen and then almost happen. I mean, several studio heads got fired after they said to me they really wanted to make it. One studio folded. There was a chance to make it in Moscow that went on for years. But I controlled the project, and no director who I wanted would go and live a year and a half in Moscow. So that never happened. But, I mean, you don't go around and say to them, here's the movie. They read it. They have readers. And then they decide to buy it or not buy it. But that's not a decision that you make.
You wrote The Princess Bride for your two daughters, and it ended up becoming an adult novel. Did your daughters like the story?
Yeah, but they have to say that. They know how, you know, yes, of course they do. I mean, but if they said no, I would basically be so crushed. I think they couldn't take that risk. I think they like the movie too, but they have to say that. Yes. Yeah, they do. I think they feel very appealed to by it.
From the movie and the book, I now have this permanent impression of you being sick in bed and having a father or a grandfather read to you from the story The Princess Bride. Did that ever happen to you, that you were sick in bed and that a relative surprised you with this great
Oh, yeah,
tale?
The pneumonia that I write about that the kid has is absolutely... I was hospitalized very badly. I almost died of pneumonia when I was a kid, I guess. I don't know if I almost died or what, but I was hospitalized for a long time with it. And just like in the book, when I couldn't get the football games on the radio on Friday, I think it was. And I kept being told the football games were on a Saturday, and I kept forgetting that, you know... That was when they found out I was delirious. Yes, it was that part. There's a lot of me in the book. I don't want to think where, but there's a lot of me in it.
The Princess Bride is your favorite of all the books that you've written, and for years it was on the verge of being made into a movie, but it didn't work out for years. Now it's worked out. It's a hit film, and in a way that closes a chapter of your life, because that's the process is completed. It is now a movie, and a successful one at that. Do you have something else to be obsessed with now?
I don't know. I didn't know that I was going to be obsessed with Princess Bride when I wrote it. In other words, I'm sure being an obsessive type, I'll find something. But I had no idea when I wrote the book it was going to be of such import to me. And I had no idea when I wrote the screenplay. You must understand, the screenplay was written before Watergate. I mean, if Princess Bride, if Gordon Stolberg hadn't gotten fired, this movie comes out 4 years or 5 years before Star Wars. This would have been one of the first of the special effects movies in a different world. You wonder, I mean, so I didn't know when I wrote the screenplay back in 1973, that, or I can't remember whether it was 73 or early 74, whenever it was. I had no idea it would take until 1987. For the movie to get made, and after all the rejection that I had and all the close calls, and all, I never thought it would get made. I had reached the point where I was quite sure that I was going to be dogged by it for the rest of, throughout eternity. Somebody would come and say, I really want to make it, and then get fired. And the fact that it's worked after all these years is, of course, thrilling. And the fact that I really like the movie is really icing on the cake.
William Goldman, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Great.
William Goldman is the author of the novel and the screenplay, The Princess Bride. He spoke to us from his home in Manhattan.